Venezuela? What is Hitler? What is Stalin? What is Mao? What is all this stuff? Knocking on your door a million times and you laughed at me. This is their plan, people. These are demons.
Oh my God. Oh my God. We're being invaded by South American walruses.
Oh, poor you. Oh, poor you.
Canadian humor has like a real edge to it that I think a lot of Americans don't.
What are you talking about?
It's the Jack Klassen Show.
Who's calling?
How's it going?
This sounds like a babe on the phone.
No, not at all.
What's your cup size?
I thought you guys had some good live radio to listen to.
We always have good live radio. That's why I'm asking you your cup size. That's compelling radio.
Sorry, Jack Klassen.
I go to bed feeling the same way. I'm getting tired of driving.
The Red Pill Rapper.
I have a dream, and I'm a loud, proud thought criminal.
What are you doing?
What?
Well, you're doing the Martin Luther King speech?
Oh my,
what the fuck?
And Karen 1776. I'm from Philadelphia,
hey, Karen.
Motherfucker. Hey. Come at me. I'm gonna air out your crib. No, but literally, I will defeat you. It's real.
Hell's Angels tried to rip my throat out.
Why were they so good?
He was taking Polaroids of his wives on Harley.
It was a bit of a problem.
It's raw.
Kiss the camera.
Please, kiss the camera. Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
It's uncensored.
How many scales can you fit in your foreskin? None? You don't have one. Hey, red-pilled rapper, what's your foreskin situation like?
Are you asking if I'm a toucher or an anteater?
Yeah, are you a toucher or an anteater?
It's compelling radio.
What would you rate this poop out of? 1 out of 10.
That's a 9.
9? Red-pilled rapper, what would you rate the poop out of?
I hate this bit. I hate this bit.
Yeah, but what would you rate it out of?
On a scale of this bit to your Skittles foreskin bit, I would vote this a 3 out of poops. For sure.
Oh, no way. This guy's healthy as hell.
Jack Klassen Radio Network. Live on thoughtcrimes.ca.
We'll be right back.
9:90 a.m. It's nighttime. K-Bear Mornings, baby, where our show is really censored. I think half of the morning show is beeps, honest to God. No exaggeration. What's happening?
What up?
How you doing?
It's Karen 1776. I'm doing well. How you doing? I heard you weren't doing that well.
No, I'm doing absolutely horrible, if that makes you feel any better. Absolutely horrible.
How am I coming in, Dracula?
Yeah, you're coming in just fine. You're coming in
hard.
Your levels are hard. Just fine. Yeah, you're coming in hard. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Hardcore, baby.
I mean,
what's wrong? Glacken? Klassen? That's my other friend, Jack.
Yeah, listen, that's a fake Jack.
He's mad at me again. We're always fighting.
Yeah.
He's mad at me because I was telling him about how I was harassing our friend, and he's always like, you know, about that. He's so judgmental.
Oh,
and I said, you suck.
I'm sure Jack Glacken is the exact polar opposite of Jack Klassen, I guarantee you.
You're a big guy, he's a tiny guy.
Yeah,
you're like a dumb guy, he's like a smart guy.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I'll strangle that guy to death, and then I'll strangle you to death.
All right, well, jeez.
Everyone's getting strangled to death. Good morning, Montana.
Wow. Yeah, good morning,
guys.
Good
morning. Good morning.
I want to play. So, Jack, a little birdie told me.
Yeah.
That you made some friends in Pakistan recently.
Yeah, I made a Facebook friend.
Our trans.
With Harry Hormones. Thank you. Yes, me and Harry Hormones made a transgender friend in Palestine.
No.
Who has a family.
Well,
maybe.
Our transgender friend. Well, you can't be too careful these days.
No. Yeah.
But our transgender friend, Harry Hormones, and Jack were nice enough to read a poor Pakistani family a children's story.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I mean, what is it called? Your philanthropists?
Yes. Yeah. We're ex-missionaries.
Yeah.
And we found out that reading bedtime stories to young Palestinian kids who can't speak English, that's how I contribute to the betterment of mankind.
Go to the Gumroad and subscribe to the Jack Klassen Show to support our charity to read children's books to Pakistani children.
Yes.
Or Pakistani children.
They're really important stories, by the way.
Go to the Gumroad. Yeah.
That's how history, by the way, for everyone paying attention, that's how history was spread. Books are a new thing.
Really?
Yeah, it used to... History and knowledge would be transferred through oral, not books.
I'm so horny.
Okay.
You should play. It's true. That's how.
Oral.
Yeah. Oral learning. That's how people would gain knowledge.
That's how you gain knowledge.
Yeah.
I don't know. So yeah, speak for yourself, dude.
Yeah.
All right. Before you continue to embarrass yourself, I'm going to play this. I clipped up.
Yep.
Your call. So we're going to prove to everyone. So this is a little taste of what we're doing on the Jack Klassen Show to make the world a better place.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cool. Very cool. Hello, do you guys want to hear about the drone strike story? Obama's drone strike story? The little drone that could. It was a very little drone. The drone had not a lot of friends, but that drone knew that he could do something great. And that drone, he tried his best. He worked hard bombing Kuwait, and eventually he was able to get a small wedding. Took out an entire family, that little drone. The little drone that could. It's a good story.
It is a good story. It's very.
I want to tell you a story of the dancing Israelis in New York City after 9/11. I want to tell you about the USS Liberty.
Harry Hormone.
I really want to hear the story about the U.S. Liberty.
On June 8, 1967, during the Six-Day War, the combined air and sea attack killed 34 crew members, naval officers, seamen, two Marines, and one civilian NSA employer, wounded 171 crew members, and severely damaged the ship. At the time, the ship was in international waters north of the Sinai Peninsula, northwest of Egypt, city of Irash. Israel apologized for the attack, saying that the USS Liberty had been attacked in error after being mistaken for the Egyptian ship. Both the Israeli and U.S. governments conducted inquiries and issued reports that concluded the attack was a mistake due to Israeli confusion about the ship's identity. Others, including survivors of the attack, have rejected these conclusions and maintained that the attack was deliberate. Allah Akbar. The day of judgment is coming.
The kid had a very cool bottle, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Hey, that's our contribution to the world.
I'm laughing because I'm high, but I hated that bit. I was editing it and I was like, you guys are nerds. You guys are nerds.
Really?
The USS Liberty! I cut out this whole part about what's this guy, Silverstein or whatever.
Oh, yeah, our Larry Silverstein story.
That's why we lost. This kid had a bottle, and Jack, their favorite moment in the call was Jack said, it's a very nice bottle.
It was like the kid's only toy. It's like what they have in Palestine. They just play with empty Aquafina bottles. I can't blame the kid. That's their only toy they have. It looked fun.
Well, and I'm sure they had a lot of fun hearing stories from you guys. So
yeah,
that is nice.
I'm glad you hated that.
It was very nice
of
you guys.
I'm glad you
hated it.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the secret to me being so wise?
What's the secret because I'm so wise? That was a commercial that was just playing. I have no control over that. Thanks. That's a real. I like your positive attitude.
There we go.
Yeah, exactly. Hey!
Wow.
That's what you get. That's your punishment.
Are we having a game show? Apparently.
So the Kelowna Pride Society, they want to create safe spaces for marginalized communities.
Oh my god.
One thing they suggested was for business owners to place decals on their businesses. What the hell is it again? What does GSM stand for? Gender and Sexual Minority. That's the GSM, the Gender and Sexual Minority. They want to provide the refuge.
I'm so horny.
That is hell.
He's a fag.
Well, tell us about it, Jack.
Get your words straight, Jack.
I think your mic is quiet. Let's talk about that.
Hey, you want to?
I was gonna put it in the chat, but then I forgot to, and I just said it out loud. Well, you gotta say something. What does it feel like, Jack? What is? Tell us about your experience. How are you feeling in general? Compare it. Compare it to something, maybe. Sure.
A boat. I like.
Sure.
I was
can't party anymore.
I was
who cares? It's a terrible place.
Sure.
Yeah. That would be nice.
I'm sorry?
Exactly.
Was it?
Oh.
Hello. Yeah.
We're asking about Canada?
Hey, you got no sound on your DLive, by the way.
Haha.
Like, I can hear her, but I can't hear you at all.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Okay, exactly. Are you seriously? Can someone shut this
Oh, it's just me. Blah 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 blah. Jack was crying. He was weeping the whole time while I wasn't talking. He was weeping. He was crying his eyes out.
What? Are you going?
It's true. It's true. So nobody can hear you. Nobody can hear you.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I seriously?
Nobody can hear you.
Really?
Nobody
like,
can hear you.
You're not coming in at all.
I'm listening.
All right. Jack,
oh,
it was fine for a couple minutes, and then you just went completely mute.
I seriously?
Nobody can hear you.
Really?
Nobody
like,
can hear you.
You're not
no, your voice is coming up on the.
Now it's a never ending.
It was fine for a couple minutes. Yeah, I had to stop.
Huh?
Seriously?
Nobody can hear you.
Really?
Nobody can hear you. Oh, no, your voice is coming up on the.
It was fine for a couple minutes. Yeah, I had to stop more intensely.
Shut up.
Nobody
can hear you.
Really?
Nobody can hear you. Oh, no, your voice. It's coming up on the
right. It was fine for a couple minutes. Yeah, I had to stop more intensity.
Shut up. Nobody
can
hear you. Really? Oh no, your voice is coming up on the
right. It was fine. It's paused for a couple minutes.
All right, are we done with that? Now it's working.
Coming up on
there. Now it's working. Okay. I was just complaining about how awful. It's just everything went against me. Oh, and I've been in.
Life kit.
And now we're going through. Is it working?
Yeah, it is.
I had to stop.
Stop complaining, Jeff.
Wait, I'm not allowed to complain.
Not the whole episode.
It's my show. What's the show called?
The Jack Klassen Show.
Listen, I just have a crappy week.
Happy month. Shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
Shut up. You're killing
crappy
me.
Crappy life.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Wake up and smell the shit.
Thank you. Thank you, Harry Horrible. I'm allowed to complain. My goddamn show. My goddamn life.
I have a headache.
Yeah, exactly. As you
we have hairy hormones and a...
Hey, call the CEO of Turmoil.
What?
Get him on the line. Get him on the phone. You heard what I said.
You want me to get
what is that?
You want me to get on the phone?
Huh?
I'm going to get him in just a minute. I'm going to corral him in.
Something in this turmoil.
Yeah, I think he's trying to snag a cat off the street right now.
Aww.
For real?
Yeah, man. He said he was pretty hungry.
We have...
If I can get him in, man, like I said, I don't really want to cause a scene.
I want
might take
to
me a second.
A
let me go try. All right, give me a minute. I'm going to go snatch him off the street. All right.
Okay. All right.
I'll be
take
right
your
back.
Time, JK. Make it snappy. Play the game show music now. While we're waiting. Bam, 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 bam. Play it.
A free gift card. It's
I love the gift card.
Hey, I
gift
still
card
have.
Alert.
I have 6 gift cards.
We still have some.
Awesome.
Hey, I got him.
Oh, you got him.
Oh.
Perfect.
Right, cool.
Didn't take much of a fight. I think he was.
Please.
Sit over here, man. Get over here.
I will answer all questions of Canada.
All right.
Put the schizophrenic on.
Can I switch it to Family Feud?
Yeah, sure. Family Feud. Right ahead, chat.
Keep going.
Miley Ray Cyrus for 1,000.
Oh no, I clicked away from that. Hey.
Ask me Canada questions, schizophrenic man. Please. Please. What just happened?
This guy's, I don't know, he's hallucinating or something.
What's up, the ceiling?
What's up, okay, the ceiling?
Can you please put the Family Feud?
I clicked out of it.
The Biden family.
I thought you had some
laptop. The Biden family.
I thought you had some questions.
Biden family laptop.
Jumping on my lap.
Right? Come on, man.
Blind dog face pony soldier.
Right?
Jack, answer the question.
What's the question?
Answer the question. The Biden family.
Well,
what's up the ceiling? What's up the ceiling, Jack?
Well.
Wrong.
The Biden family. That was involuntary, actually. The Biden. What do you want to know about the Biden family?
You thought you were asking him questions.
Oh, okay, if that's all right. Who passed the 3 strikes bill? Who entered that into legislation?
Liz, so. I thought you were asking me Canada.
Wrong. Wrong. Again.
Well, because ignorance. It was Joe Biden.
You're a lying dog faced pony soldier.
I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
But
hey, I thought you came up. God damn.
Oh yeah, let's do that. Yeah, 100%. All right. First off, we want to get out there, right? I could just random everything I want to know about Canada, right?
judge my physical and mental filth.
Because I'm completely ignorant about Canada, like generally speaking, you know, except anyways, what do you know about the Chinese presence in Canada, in Western Canada?
Why? You're getting nervous, man. Just calm down. It's okay.
What do I know about?
Yeah, I mean, I hear that, you know, well, Kevin Trudeau,
Kevin Trudeau?
Justin Trudeau is up China's butt. Like he's like dictatorship is good. China's a good model.
You know about this stuff? Come on, buddy. You know about? Oh, I know.
I'm asking about a Canadian's perspective. You know, I'm not from Canada. Yeah.
Kevin Trudeau sells health books.
Kevin Trudeau's show was 100% better than yours, or Alex Jones. Before he went to prison, like his network was amazing. It was like, that's the truth. I'll stand by that. I know.
I can't dispute that.
Oh, hey, by the way, this is our palace. By the way, we have our Palestinian friend. And
yeah,
he's trying to join the show right now. What happens? Hello,
I'm not trying to join.
Are you there, Palestinian?
John, tell me about your book.
My book?
Oh, sure.
Well, I support the Palestinian Liberation Army. Yeah, that's one of the people I dedicated.
Oh, by the way, we have a caller. We have a caller, Noah Zaz. Noah Zaz. We're talking about Canada. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm on it.
Mozaz.
What?
What? What are you saying, Mozaz?
Yeah, what does that mean? How are you?
By the way, check the last show. We have a post.
You're looking good. Let's see. I'm gonna pin you so I can look at you. Where are you right now? Are you in a?
Yeah, I wonder that.
What is going on?
Hello, my friend. Careful, buddy.
Harry Hormones, can you Palestine? I don't know what is going on.
What part of do you live in the West Bank?
Hello.
Do you live in the West Bank?
He's just smiling. This guy's just smiling in the camera, looking.
Will
you
give us a thumbs up? Let's go give him a
thumbs up. Thumbs up.
How is life?
PLO, man, 100%. Fuck the Israelis. 100%.
998.
All right, I'm getting rid of him. That's it.
Oh, hate laws. I get it.
Oh, hate laws. Yes. Oh, by the way.
Oh, I have reported him. Yeah, this is an accident. I don't know.
You can say that, but look at yourself, man. Jesus fucking Christ. Are you talking about me? I'm sorry. I probably fucked up. I'm sorry. I got this other.
You need to lower your fucking voice.
You can't. You can't do that in Canada. I'm sorry. First off, I'm sorry.
Shh. Goddamn morning show. I didn't even want to do a goddamn morning.
I told Jack he had to do it.
Yeah,
show.
It was.
I'm sorry. I'd like to start. I would like to start over again.
Please start over again.
Why don't you both give each other a compliment and we can start over? How about that?
I really appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate the cap you have on. I do.
By the way, I'm wearing.
I got it for him for his birthday.
By the way, this is. He asked, by the way, people can't
see. You're welcome.
You're bringing this book. What is this book? What book were you?
This is whatever his name is, Hyde, the guy that, whatever, Sam Hyde, whatever the fuck his name is.
Just read it.
Yeah,
it's kind of funny.
Don't.
Let me,
No.
It's too late. He blew it.
Keep reading it.
No, he fucking blew it. He blew it. I'm done. You need to leave, dude. Get out of my fucking house.
That's fine. I don't like Canadians.
Yeah, go.
I don't. I don't like Neil Young. I don't like Rush.
Go to bed. He doesn't like Neil Young. He doesn't like Rush. He's done with you.
Dude, damn.
I'll come back if he wants me. Whatever. I'll talk about it.
No, you blew it.
That's fine. I don't care. I told you it was going to happen. You upset him.
Schizophrenic.
He's done.
Oh, my God.
Let's see those chompers. Let's see those chompers.
Come here.
Jimmy Carter teeth. Yeah, show him the Jimmy Carter teeth.
Oh, hey, nice.
Nice. He's got all of them. He's fucking up. I told him he needs to like pick it up or just let it go.
Oh man, no my teeth in this game. Let me know how I say. You can be journalism or Adam Sandler, but you can't do both.
You hear that, Jeff?
Yeah.
Adam Sandler.
I'll tell Rick.
Yeah, that's what he's going for. Yeah, Adam Sandler. He's a real Adam Sandler, that Red Pill rapper. I miss him on the show.
That's another.
I miss the Red Pill rapper.
Who betrayed me? Everyone.
Oh my God.
Who betrayed me? Red Pill rapper.
Welcome.
The schizophrenic man.
He's already betrayed you, and don't let him do it again. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. He won't get fooled again.
No, man.
He won't get fooled again.
Oh, man.
Hey.
Hey, what's the craziest thing you've ever done?
Hey, what's the craziest thing you've ever done? Be straight up.
That's just too difficult. Like,
too difficult. More like he doesn't want to say.
No, it's just that there's too
many. He doesn't want you to know.
Are you seeing anything right now, schizophrenic?
I looked. Wait. I fingered a cop.
Okay, hold on. Flip off finger? Or?
Finger.
Both. That way. You know, she has a vagina, you know, like. Yeah.
Like, the kid from Kindergarten Cop?
I'm not. That's like before. That's your like generation.
Whatever. Didn't he just say. You said it.
Well, I fingered a cop. Yeah,
how'd you finger a cop. How were you?
Just like a kindergarten cop.
What was kindergarten cop? What is a kindergarten cop?
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger, you dumb bitch.
I'm sorry.
I Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay, how did you finger the goddamn? How did you?
He wants to know the circumstances. How did you go
there? Just to get barely into it. Get
into it.
This cop was into this chick.
Okay, here. I'm just going to give him the headphones here.
Okay, please. And by the way, use the word hand release.
Ugh.
No,
I hate
man. Anyway, this cop was into this chick. They were like getting it on these female chicks, whatever. One was a cop from Liberty. Yeah. And the cop was definitely more into like, you know, this chick being there than me. So like I fingered her like from behind and that's about it. Like that's about it. Cause like actually I didn't really that's the extent of that story. I know it should whatever, but that's what happened.
Still an active.
I imagine so, yeah. I would have to say.
Did you get in trouble?
No, that's just I had an ex-girlfriend and like I was telling that story while she was eating and she's like, you just need to stop until I finish eating because
that's reasonable.
Well, reasonable, that was not what I was obviously going through my head at that time.
What are you seeing anything right now, schizophrenic guy?
I'm not schizophrenic. I know schizophrenic people, so
he's delusional. He doesn't want you to know.
I think Canadians are lame, and I think that makes me more.
Have you ever put a shotgun?
Finish what you're saying.
Oh my God, Jeff.
asking him. A lot of people.
He's a guest on this show. You have. Jack did it before. Yeah, Jack's done it before. I haven't. Jack's done it before.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Have you?
Why did you?
What? Yeah, why did you?
I had a horrible radio show.
Did you have one way back then? Do they? You can have shotguns.
It wasn't that long. It was like a couple months ago.
You can. All right. So let's talk about your gun laws in Canada.
Yeah,
you
I
want to
know. Have you put a shotgun?
Ugh.
Like no, not exactly. No.
Got good. Haven't put a. Badass.
Well, Jack, tell us why you put a shotgun to your head. I brought it up.
I'm worried about you, and I mean that in a serious talk way. I am worried about you.
Say why you put a shotgun to your head.
I want to talk about
it. Bitches ain't nothing but hoes and tricks, man. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Radio. No, radio shit. I'm supposed to be positive. I'm so gift.
All right, then talk about why you should put a gun to your head, then.
No, let's not talk about that. I don't encourage that for anybody. Unless you're
I don't know. It's
George
just a
hypothetical.
It's a hypothetical. It's just a hypothetical.
Someone should have put a gun to George Floyd's head. when he put a gun to that pregnant woman, yes. Someone should have executed George Floyd before he had a chance to overdose on fentanyl and methamphetamine. I'll say that straight up. And I will say this, that George Floyd's mother should have done a better job. I will say that 100%, and I don't care. That's what I believe.
Was George Floyd's
100%. Well, they're both getting $25 million. That's the truth. So, like, yeah, I guess in that extent, they did do a good job of parenting. Like, they profited from it.
Good morning, Montana. Good morning, Arizona. That's awesome. Harry Hormoz is, like, walking around. Awesome.
Can we talk about Wildman Chris now?
Talk about that.
Why not? We said we're going to talk about it. Well, let's go on break and then talk about it.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, because I want to get a beer. Yeah, okay. Bye. Yeah, bye. Whatever. Go away. Leave. Get out of here.
It's Jack Clapper. Good morning, Montana. Good morning, Arizona.
He's a fag.
Did
you get what you wanted?
I don't know what we wanted. Well, it was nice knowing you. Yeah. Later.
Bye.
I'm just keeping it rolling.
You a bar?
I got awesome in the background.
Which song?
I'm playing Bark at the Moon, brother.
Oh, yeah. I'm tired of the song sex I have. Fuck, I keep muting you by accident.
Why are you being today?
Me? What?
I didn't want to talk about the time I didn't want to talk about the under my head.
That was so boring. It was so boring. Wait, are you still rolling?
Hey, that's what they're there for. If you got them, use them. If you got them, don't be a fucking pussy about it.
No.
That shit's for lightweight. What else are you buying it for? It's not like your master plan, or more like plan X, Y, or Z. Depends how far you've looked into things before. Listen, you decided to take thinking, that approach. You know?
I'm always thinking, how would you bring...
I'm sorry.
I'm so bored. I don't know what to do.
It came up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure.
Wait, are you still rolling right now?
Yeah, no, we're live right now. Of course I'm.
I'm sorry.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that? The only reason it didn't work is because of the firing pin.
He said he was worried about you. Well, I think he could have given you
more. Dude, you could have fucking jury-rigged that shit. You could have got it working. You could have fucking put a little elbow grease into it.
Listen.
Make something happen instead of being a little bitch.
Listen, it wasn't. I double checked that fire. I double checked. I opened it up. I cleaned it out. I made sure that it was going to go.
This thing, when the fucking day is coming, it's over. It's done. I've already checked out. I've already done all the check to get to that place. It's done.
Firing pin works.
I'll have no issue.
Yeah, good.
So when I cross that bridge, there's no coming back.
You could have made something up.
Dude, you could have gone to any hardware store and gotten some seamless black pipe, 3/4-inch seamless black pipe. You could have made a slam fire pipe shotgun. Boom! Like an overinflated basketball. The brains would have been everywhere.
I wanted to go out like that Bajork guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say the word.
He didn't go out well. The bullet got all lodged in his brain.
Say the classic line. Say it.
Classic
line. Yeah, the line from the suicide vid, dude.
Oh, man.
What is
his final words? What were his final words?
Oh,
you guys are going to bleep me on this, all right?
Okay.
I can't breathe. Play it now, dude. Now you got to play it.
No, okay. What is it?
He goes, I hate you, you nig. Oh, yeah. Whoops. Whoops. I almost said it. Whoops.
Montana mornings, Arizona nights, Dennis Prager.
I didn't say it. I got close.
You said an abbreviated version of that word that.
NI? That's not an abbreviation.
Okay, yeah, you're right. You didn't say it.
I didn't say it.
You didn't even.
Nighttime.
Yeah.
Is the right time. If you're that color.
Man, I'm not, I run the street. I run these Negro streets. Tell them that.
He wants to tell you guys something.
Let me hear it.
I run these Negro streets at dawn, but I ain't looking for no angry fix, okay?
I don't know.
I think this
going.
Fucking retard's about to break my microphone here.
Probably. Christ.
He's a little overzealous right now.
Oh, listen. Now it's out. Now it's out. Everyone. Whatever.
The day will forever live in infamy.
Of what? Oh, I forgot already. See, well, if I forgot already, then
exactly.
I don't know, you're fine.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be making a bigger deal out of this.
Yeah.
Than it needs to be.
Yeah. Although I can't say all the things I want to say right now.
Why? Sam. Don't be a
Maybe
coward.
You should.
Don't be a pussy. Fuck.
Maybe you should do it right.
Say it. What are you thinking of? Say it.
I hope you're feeling better.
No, say it.
That's not what you were going to say.
No, that's not what you were going to say.
Say it.
You should do it right now.
You fucking pussy.
What should I
do
right,
right
now?
No, it didn't work then. Do you have the craftsmanship
skills? It would have worked.
To refurbish that firearm before this podcast is over. This stream is done.
No,
can you get a functioning?
No,
go ahead.
Know what I did with it? You guys want to know what I did with it? What else?
What? I'm sorry. All right, go.
I took it out to the woods and I buried it.
Ew.
I can hear the Canadian Mounted Police coming to your door right now. They're going to kick down your door and demand the coordinates.
It was an antique.
And then you're going to go to your dorm jails.
It was an antique.
What's the joke about Canadian jails? It's basically like a college dorm. You guys get like TVs and computers
no,
and you get to hang out.
Not anymore,
nobody's
brother.
Getting raped
no.
and shanked.
I've been to one.
You got
really?
Raped?
I've been to one. Other than that,
really?
Yeah, I've been to one. Yeah. Cool.
What went down, dude?
School.
Was it the whole cell block?
Yeah, no, it was in the law class. And I'll never forget jail and empty.
Are you jealous?
You could have been next on the chopping block. Yeah. I think he is jealous.
Jesus Christ. I facilitate all of this. Everyone's
nobody wants to let me use a condom.
Nobody loves me. Nobody loves me. Like from Wonder Shows, right? The letter N.
Yeah, right? Right? Right?
Nobody needs me. Nobody loves me. He felt left out.
It was traumatized.
That's what's actually fucking him up right now. This is your peak. That's why you did it, right? That's why you contacted me. Yeah. He's like, I can't even get the standard prisoner. I just need the treatment, right?
Right? Right?
Yeah, sure. I'm just right?
Bug chaser.
I'm just a bug chaser.
Oh my god.
There were no condoms left.
Jesus Christ.
We know what he's actually trying to say. What he's not informing you is that wasn't like a roadblock of any kind.
I did not want to do a show today. I still don't want to do it.
Well, you're stuck.
Well, then leave.
Yeah, maybe I will.
I'm just gonna let John take over.
Okay.
We'll take off, and he's just gonna carry the weight.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Maybe. Maybe a good bit.
How drunk are you right now?
That doesn't never.
Look, you see this? Hold on. You see this fucking scumbag? You got liquor in your house, and this motherfucker is in your liquor cabinet going through your alcohol.
That's the way I used to be.
You see this? This is like nice bourbon, too. I don't drink like piss. I don't drink garbage. It's like a bottle of Belit Rye. Yeah, he's going to take him like fucking $35, $40 a bottle of shit and just helping himself.
I'll tell you, Steven. Hand me that. I'm going to tell a story. I'm going to tell a real fucking story, all right?
Jesus. Alrighty. By the way,
this person, don't tell stories.
Tell a story.
See this?
Let me see that. See this person right here?
He's anyway, not getting this.
I had an ex-girlfriend. Me and him used to live together under my girlfriend's roof, all right?
Yes, drunk.
I crashed on you guys' couch for a while.
Well, anyways, whatever.
Okay.
She told him she had bought a very nice, higher-end bottle of whiskey, all right?
Nobody wants to hear this.
Ravenous alcoholic,
nobody wants to hear this.
Yes, they do, obviously.
I'm curious. Yeah.
But she told him don't tell John that I had that. All right. And of course, what do you think that he did? He told me that you're not supposed to know. But
that's
Sue told me not to tell you this, but. Here's this bottle of whiskey that you're not supposed to know about. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, dude. Who cares?
You don't care? That's fine.
This stupid fucking story. You're wasting everybody's time.
Yeah. I thought it was an okay story.
No.
You don't even want
to go back to talking about fingering cops and shit like that. Yeah. I'm just getting out of here.
How many cops have you fingered?
How many cops have you fingered all together? What's your count?
One,
but show how many fingers.
But I used two.
Thanks for wasting our time, man.
Man, you just don't want this story to be told because it has to do with you.
No, I don't care.
No, it's because
it's. Yeah, you do, because otherwise you wouldn't interrupt it.
It just sucks.
No, it's a funny story.
Story.
Song.
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 Song?
Yeah.
I'll sing a song.
Yeah.
Yeah, sing a song.
Song?
Sing a song.
That's how little I cared about his.
Me too, man. He's like, you don't want people knowing about what kind of stuff you did. I'm like, no, it's a fucking stupid story, John.
No, you didn't let me finish it.
Fucking stupid story, Jesus Christ. Anyways,
you don't want to see, and it's not even. It's a funny story. You shouldn't be embarrassed.
I'm not embarrassed. I just wasn't good.
Yeah.
You didn't let me finish it. Was it funny? She would, from as a female, would definitely appreciate it from a female's point of view.
Yes. I thought it was all right.
Okay, I'll give you this. Can I finish this story?
Okay. Can I just finish the end of the story?
I already gave you your answer.
Then why are we still talking about it if I can't finish the fucking story?
Because you deserve to get roasted over the coals a little bit for that one.
Because so.
I aired my grievances. He drank a bottle of liquor.
Wow. Life-changing event. Life-altering move.
Cool.
Moving on now.
Let me just tell what? The female perspective.
Yes.
I gotta get him the fuck out of here, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't worry about
get
it.
Sue on with him.
I like him. No, keep him around.
I'm wrapping this show up.
Nah.
The whole show?
Yeah.
See, he's already got to cut this shot.
I got a message from the Palestinian. I got all these messages.
What is the Palestinian?
Oh, whatever happened there. Okay. Whatever happened with that before you go. What happened when I saw that dude and John on it? Said something to him. Fill me in.
Just looked really happy. He didn't say anything. He was smiling. So I guess it went well. He seemed very pleased.
Did he like John's hat?
John.
I'm looking at you. I'm looking at this.
I agree with that 100%. 1,000%. We are the same page regarding that.
What? How loud he is?
Yeah, he's hammered.
He's part black woman.
I can't say
part black woman.
Oh god.
We already talked about this being.
Don't take him to a movie theater.
I haven't ever seen him.
But I would just imagine that would be you.
Alrighty. Wow.
getting this over with.
I don't want to plug anything.
I want him to finish it.
Let him finish it.
It was pretty much 99% done, but I'm gonna
okay, finish. Pretty drunk. Okay.
See, this is really nothing. It's just that
we're invested.
She already told the story. Do you want me to start from the beginning?
Yeah, start from the beginning.
Okay. Well, we lived in a house, like me, Steven, and Sue.
Cool.
She was my girlfriend, and a nice black fella who was not a member of the Nation of Islam. That would have been better if she was, maybe. But anyway, like, I was very much a lush at that time. I guess that's like
you were
very
alcoholic.
Interesting. Are you happy? This
you were an alcoholic.
What's that? I'm, you know, I'm
still are.
Anyways, Sue told Steven she had a very nice bottle of whiskey and a brand bottle of whiskey. She told
Steven. Alrighty, guys.
She told Steven.
That's a very cool story. Alrighty. Hey, Bear Mornings. Montana Avenue.
Good morning, guys. I hope you have a good morning.
We'll see you guys.
Later, Crusader.
I'm wrapping this up.
In the Middle East.
Yeah. Bye.
Hey, thank you. Whoever muted him, thank you.
Scratching on the outside room, clawing at the windows.
fired more than probably any radio host in Canada. I'm not even allowed to broadcast in Canada. No one will hire me here.
Oh, dear.
I'm Alabama Willie. I'm Arizona Jones. We're nothing. We're piss.
Well, you're making America great again.
Oh, is that Can? Is that Can Crush Jack?
You son of a bitch.
So he never has been a radio show host. He never will be a radio show host.
You son of a bitch.
This is not a show on how to be like somebody.
You son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
So basically, he destroyed his career within 2 weeks. It's like he likes to cross social boundaries.
Bitch.
Jack Klassen.
You are listening to the Jack Klassen Show.